All right, my name is Megan, and if you've been listening for a while, you should already know that. You're listening to KDNK, and I am currently in here in the studio with Sophie Carnolly, Katie Harrison, Skylar McLaren, and Megan Quinn, who are all students at Glenwood Springs High School, and they will be spending this summer as interns with a series of summer camps put on by the Glenwood Springs Arts Council and Colorado Mountain College. These camps focus on dance, art, photography, and yoga, and are open to children ages 3 through 12th grade. So hi, guys.
Hi.
So why don't you guys start off just telling me what year you guys are in school, and how long have you been involved with these camps?
I am currently a junior in high school, but next year I'll be a senior. And these camps are new this year, so this will be our first year with joining the Glenwood Springs Art Council and putting on these camps. But I have been a part of the Art Center for probably somewhere around like 7 years. Yeah.
I am a freshman, and I have been dancing for almost 10 years with the Art Center, and we're super excited to have these new camps to be involved in and help with.
I'm going to be a senior at Glen Springs High School, and I've been dancing at the Art Center for about 11 years now, and I'm super excited for these camps. They're going to be great and fun.
I'm going to be a junior next year, and I've been dancing with the Art Center for a little over 10 years now, and we always have helped out with classes like over the summer and been a part of them, but this is the first year we'll be joining this new program, and it's going to be really great.
Awesome. Well, what are you guys hoping to do with the experience of being an intern? Is it something that you want to pursue in the future?
It's going to be a good experience, and then definitely hopefully use for the future, learning how to teach all these young kids and then helping them dance and showing expression.
When we were dancing at the Art Center, we would always help out with the little kids going on stage for all the performances. So getting to do this and actually like teaching them a little bit more is going to be really good and a really great experience, and hopefully we can use it in the future.
I also think that this like camp will allow us to like all grow as leaders and like grow in our determination and just hard work, which we can like implement in our day-to-day lives just to like be leaders, and like hopefully in the future we can all like use this experience to like better our lives and like others.
So what styles of dance are your favorites? Do you have any favorite styles? And is there anything you want to do more of?
Well, through the Art Center, and like we had a competitive program where we went to like Denver and competed. And with all like our variety of teachers that like they offer, we've tried a lot of different styles, including like ballet, tap, contemporary, lyrical, jazz, hip hop. And so it's fun to just, because they're all so different and they vary with every form, and it's just so much fun to get to try all these. And in the classes this summer, they're gonna include all of them, and I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
So here's kind of like a hot or cold type question: do you guys, especially with this internship, are you looking forward more to the performing aspect or the learning?
I think I'm looking more forward like for the learning aspect, just because like we get to like learn from these incredible teachers about just like how to better our teaching and just like how to like act around children and teach them dance. And like that's the great thing about this, is that we have those like teachers who have been doing this for a long time and are super experienced, and like hopefully they're like teaching, their ways of teaching will like rub off onto us. And so
definitely watching the kids grow throughout these camps and seeing their progress and our teaching, and actually knowing that we're actually helping them and teaching them something we all love.
Yeah, some of the teachers we've been dancing with for most of our lives, so getting to dance with them again is going to be super amazing. And some of the other teachers we've never had classes with, so it's going to be really fun to like have a new teacher that we get to learn from and get new experiences from.
I kind of already asked what are you hoping to get out of this internship besides maybe one summer? Is there something beyond that?
I'm hoping that just, like, in the future, I can always, like, use this as background if I do want to, like, ever become a dance teacher, or, like, inspire that, or even in, if I want to become, like, a school teacher, I'd still have, like, more knowledge of being around kids, and I think that it could be extremely useful, even, like, in college, and meeting new people, it helps, too, because you meet, like, their parents, too, and you help, like, see what most effective ways it is to teach others, and then not only that, but, like, learn from the teachers, too, because I'm really excited to meet, like, the new teachers and our old teachers and see the difference.
And I'm just, I feel like one of the, like, best qualities to have is just, like, leadership, and so just to, like, use that and try to, like, impact people of all walks of life and just use it in my day-to-day life will be an awesome thing.
So for those of you out there who don't know, Sophie and Katie were choreographers and actors in Glenwood Springs High School's production of Crazy for You this year, and on May 24th, they won the award for Best Choreographers in the statewide Bobby G Awards. So can I ask you guys, what was the choreographing experience like, and what styles did you draw from?
It's a lot different because we're teaching high schoolers, so they're our peers, and it was a lot of fun with that, but there's also, I don't know, it was a lot of fun, and we actually taught them tap, and a lot of them didn't know, like, tap, because a lot of them aren't experienced with dance, so that was a fun kind of thing that happened, mm-hmm. And
I just think really, like, stepping in firsthand and, like, getting to experience, like, teaching them was really nice, and just, like, learning what our strengths were and what our weaknesses were, like, yes, like, it was a lot of fun to, like, be able to teach our peers and just, like, to see it, like, the final product. But, like, there was also, like, challenges throughout it, like, just getting everything, like, okay, worked together. Yeah. And so, but it was great to, like, work through that together and just to use our strengths to, like, overcome, like, the challenges.
And building relationships, too. We definitely got closer with a lot of our friends at the high school through doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you guys come across that opportunity? Was it through the school or was it through the Arts Council?
Well, Kay McGrath, who puts on the art, not the art, the drama productions, we actually last year were kind of not interns, but we helped out with some of the dances.
Yeah, and assistant
choreographers. Yeah. So then this year we were actually able to be the choreographers. So Kay McGrath was the one that offered that to us. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. So going back to all of you guys, all four of you, what are you all most looking forward to about the camps this summer? If you had to pick one thing.
I've always liked working with kids because I just love, like, watching them grow and how happy they get when you're, like, trying to teach them something that they actually enjoy. So I'm really excited to be able to work with all the kids and teach them and have the new experience of actually teaching them and having to come up with our plans and choreography and everything that they'll understand is going to be really fun.
With teaching them about art and dance, you get to teach them about their own type of expression and, like, who they are, and I'm looking for that this summer.
I think the thing that I'm most excited about is my three-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 3 years old, and she's actually going to be doing one of the camps, and it's her first time, like, doing any type of dance, but whenever she'd, like, see me on stage, she'd always just, like, express how much she wanted to do that. So we're signing her up for this camp, and it'll be cool to just, like, see, hopefully in the future, like, she'll grow to, like, be in it as much as I am, mm-hmm. and just to, like, get to see her, like, love for it, and yeah.
I'm most excited for being able to just, like, dance, and because we haven't had, like, as many opportunities with school going on and with everything going on in the community, but I'm really excited that, like, there's so many teachers coming in. There's my old ones that I, like, know are amazing, and I love them, and we're getting to learn from new ones, and I'm just really excited to be able to dance and be able, like, to every day wake up and go to these camps with all my friends and learn improved dancing. Yeah. It's just going to be fun.
Awesome. Well, I know you guys all came in with your notes and everything, so is there anything else that you want to add before you head out?
I think dance is a great thing to get into, especially, like, we're all in high school, and honestly, dance has helped us, like, it pushes our, like, want to become better. And I think that actually helps with school and work and other things. Like, it does relate to life. And dance is just great because it's a form of expression. And I'm so grateful that I was given the opportunity as a young age to do it.
So we just wanted to share when the camps are. So the first session is from June 11th to the 22nd. And we'll have teachers including Laura Barr, Emily Pfeiffer, Susan Mount, and Maureen Toffer, with art by Thelma Zabel.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have dance and art, and there's going to be a photography program and also yoga. And then the second camp is a one-week camp from June 25th to the 29th. And teachers include Laura Barr, Becca Rogers, and Maureen Toffer. There will be art by Tracy Wilson and Thelma Zabel. I'm so sorry. And then also yoga. And the last camp is a two-week camp from July 9th to the 20th. And the teachers will be Alexandra
Yurkanitsa
and Anthony. And then art by Thelma Zabel. And we'll also have the photography there, and then also yoga. And the photographer is Kath Adams, and the yoga instructor will be Whitney Roginski.
Awesome. Yeah, and I believe you can sign up for them online.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be at CMC, and we're all going to be mentoring different ones, so you're going to see a bunch of our faces in a variety of, like, the week classes. I know that I'll be there during the middle class, and I'm not sure when they're going to be there, but it'll be a lot of fun, a lot of variety of people.
Awesome. Yeah. Skylar and I will be teaching the first week, so if you guys...
The first 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. And
I believe I'm doing the second and third camp.
Okay.
So come join us.
Yeah. Well, that sounds awesome, you guys. I hope that goes well, and best of luck with that. So listeners can find more info at coloradomtn.edu/artscamps. And that was Sophie Carnoli, Katie Harrison, Skylar McLaren, and Megan Quinn, summer interns with the Glenwood Springs Arts Council. My name is Megan, and you're listening to KDNK. And coming up next, I'm going to play some Journey off of their live album. But since I've got a couple minutes, I'm going to do some more talking at you. Carbonyl Community Access Radio invites you to give the gift of KDNK during June. From now until June 30th, individual memberships are just $35 in celebration of 35 years on the public airwaves. Sign up a friend, neighbor, or family member and help KDNK prepare for the next 35 years of connecting communities. Call 963-0139 or go to kdnk.org and click on Donate.